This was the subcommittee charged with addressing the hardest and most pressing issue confronting the entire task force, to develop, quote, options regarding potential law enforcement accountability models. Ultimately, says Chairman Eric Konigshofer, they came up with just one that seemed workable, to create an independent auditor's office.
It's modeled largely after an office that has existed for a couple decades in the city of San Jose. Essentially, what it is an office that is set up to monitor and track and oversee and then ultimately review for completeness and objectivity investigations that are done where there's an allegation of either law enforcement misconduct or use of force that results in serious bodily injury or death.
That's well short of the much broader powers that critics of the sheriff had hoped for. But the subcommittee discovered that California law precludes granting any oversight body such authority.
The state constitution calls out that every county will elect a sheriff and a district attorney. The Board of Supervisors, as a separate elected body, does not have authority over the sheriff in terms of the sheriff's conduct of the office. The sheriff goes to the Board of Supervisors for a budget, but the board's authority does not extend into management of the office. With an elected sheriff, any oversight body that's going to be set up can only function with the collaboration of the sheriff in terms of agreeing to the scope of authority and the reach that the office would have.
State law is also the reason why this new auditor's office would not have any sort of subpoena power, Konigshofer explains.
There is no authority in state law that allows the Board of Supervisors to create a body and give that body subpoena power.
California civil grand juries don't have that authority either, which is part of the reason they were ruled out as a viable watchdog over local law enforcement.
We reached the conclusion that because of a variety of issues, the grand jury wasn't set up either in state statutes, which create it, or in its operation to conduct the kind of oversight and community outreach that we were looking for.
As proposed by the subcommittee, this new auditor's office would have two advisory boards, including a youth council, and would devote much of its efforts toward community law enforcement engagement efforts to build or rebuild trust and rapport where it is now lacking. But it would not be empowered to conduct its own inquiry into a matter such as the death of Andy Lopez.
It doesn't add an additional layer of investigation, but it creates a new opportunity for a non-law enforcement review of the investigative work done by law enforcement of an incident such as that.
The panel was also asked whether or not the offices of county sheriff and coroner, which are currently combined, should instead be separated and held by two different individuals. The recommendation was yes, they should be separate. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.